Good evening and welcome to another special edition of Penalty Spot. I'm Paul Mears, alongside me as usual, Curtis Hines. On today's program, Wales takes over the top of the Coca-Cola Premier League as Paradise suffer their first defeat, while the Blackbirds continue to struggle at the bottom of the table. We review the weekend's action and look ahead to the next round of matches.
And of course, the Barbados senior men's team is preparing for that big clash with Guyana on March 26th. And we also have a bumper package of youth football. The BFA's Youth Cup kicked off over the weekend with 74 teams across the five divisions. There were some big finals in the Coca-Cola Barbados Secondary Schools League, and we have the latest results. And St. Leonard's Boys and Reed Sports Tours out of Washington, D.C. will be hosting a college showcase this month in Barbados. We hear from Coach Fabian Messiah and Justin Reed. Trevor Thorne joins us as usual with the results of the Old Boys competition. We also get the very latest from the Masters League competition and the latest from the leagues across Europe. This is Penalty Spot in association with the BFA and Coca-Cola.
Sports have evolved. Equipment has evolved. Training has evolved. Even hydration has evolved. Because athletes have evolved too. Powerade is designed to be in balance with your body's fluids to give you fast hydration and energy when you need it most. Always forward, Powerade.
Back to the program. Of course, we're taking your calls, 434-1790. You can also send us your emails, 18sports246@gmail.com. I'm Curtis Hines. Good evening. Well, let's dive right in and take a look at what has gone on in the past 7 days in the Coca-Cola Premier League. But before we even do that, I'm going to give you the schedule, the fixtures for the upcoming week. We actually have Tuesday night football this week at the Wildy Turf. Tomorrow, it's UWI Blackbirds versus Britain's Hill. On a Saturday, the triple header, Deacons versus BDF Sports Program at 5, Notre Dame up against Ellerton at 7, and Weymouth Wales will tackle Silver Sands at 9. Of course, we're live from 7 on Hot 95.3 FM. Then on Sunday from 4, Britain's Hill once again back in action against Empire. At 6, it's Wotton versus St Andrew Lions, and at 8, Paradise will oppose UWI Blackbirds. Of course, we're live from 6 on Hot FM as another big week of the BFA's Coca-Cola Premier League gets ready to kick off at grounds across the island. I'm told we have Division 1 action on Wednesday, but you can stay tuned for more news about that as it comes to hand. Of course, the Division 1 action played at open grounds across the island. In terms of the results over the past 7 days, let's go back to Thursday the 22nd. UWI Blackbirds and Ellerton played out a high-scoring 3-3 draw. UWI got goals from Niall Reid-Stephen in the 47th, Tariq Bell in the 58th, and a late one from Kobe Shepherd in the 88th. For Ellerton, Shaquan Clark had opened the floodgates in the 7th minute, Dario Hereward in the 42nd, and they also got a goal from Shaquan Clark in the 49th. On a Saturday, it was St Andrew Lions and Ellerton played out a 2-2 draw. And then at 7, and for me, Paul, what was the game of the season so far? You weren't there. It really was a really nice game. Notre Dame 2, Paradise 1. The game finished with both teams, I think, with 8 players or 9 players. We had 5 red cards. Unfortunate part of the game, but in terms of quality, it was a really good game. Notre Dame on the night out-hustled Paradise, who have been one of the front runners so far. And that was a big result in the context of the entire league so far.
Yeah, it has to be probably the biggest upset we've had so far in the league. But Dames, Curtis, from the very start of the first round, it looked very much like a team that can be competitive this season. And, of course, over the last few years, they've been trying to find their way with a number of very young players in the lineup. And the Paradise team being, in a sense, knock off the pedestal, their first defeat of the season. And that defeat played right into the hands of Weymouth Wales, who on the following day was able to pull off a victory in that big encounter with Empire, which leave them as the sole leaders at the top of the league.
Big result for Dames under coach David Ward as well, and the Dames looking very cohesive. The issue they will have, however, in their next game is that they're going to be missing 3 key players. Zico Edme, who got both goals in the encounter, they're going to be missing one of their central defenders as well. And, of course, Carol Joseph, who had a very, very impactful game. So some problems for Dames up next, but a big result for them against Paradise. On Saturday at 9, it was Silver Sands opposing Wotton. Watton ran away with a 3-0 team, 3-0 result against their fellow promoted Division 1 team, Silver Sands. Goals from Rajon Hotsworth, well, he got a double strike, and also another from Marco St. Hill. And Hotsworth, Paul, has been one of the standout players thus far for the Watton team.
Yeah, Watton coming up from the Division 1, wanting to make a mark in the Premiership. And yes, Hotsworth has been probably one of the better players in the league so far. Watton, a team that, I mean, it's been there. They've have one or two exciting players, but I think the league has not, they've not really been you know, really made their mark as yet. But the what we can say for them, and what we can say practically for the teams that have come up this season, they've fitted in. They've not looked out of their depth. We've seen that on a couple of occasions over the past few years. Some teams coming up from Division 1. And right away, you can see that they're basically heading back down at the end of the season. But this is one of those seasons, Curtis, that I think it's going to be pretty, pretty interesting, because as we've been stressing all the time, four teams going down at the end of the season. I am sure that Watton and the other teams coming up from Division 1 would not want to be among them. Makes it even more interesting.
Yes, indeed it does. Then we kicked off on Sunday with another triple header. At 4, BDF Sports Program, they took on UWI Blackbirds. BDF ran away with a 5-1 result, a double from Rashad Jules, goals also from Rashad Smith, Omani Leacock, and Nicholas Best. Now Reid Stephen continued his good goal-scoring form for the Blackbirds. He got the sole goal. We're going to hear in a moment from Coach Fabian Messiah, but a big win for BDF, and not the result which the Blackbirds would have wanted.
Yeah, definitely not. Blackbirds with a lot of young players. I'm not going to speak for Fabian. Let him do that for himself. But what I'm seeing is some young players. Practically, I would say maybe in a rebuilding mode. Good evening, Fabian.
Hey, good evening, Barbados. Good evening, guys. Yes, we're in a rebuilding mode. They didn't come to speak about this this evening.
Maybe no, but here.
Can I let you escape?
Yeah, not the start that we were looking for, but it's a process.
Okay.
And at the end of the day, we are going to be okay. I can say that now. Couple of results that show that they can fit in with the big boys. Mm-hmm. Draw against Ellerton, draw against Lions, and both of those were coming from behind.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of fixing some things defensively, because I think that is the big area we have at the moment.
On the plus side, Niall Reid-Stephen had a rough opening game, missed the penalty, has bounced back well both at the school's level, the club level, the international level. He's basically averaging now a goal a game.
Yeah, well, a lot will be on his shoulders this season. He knows this, and we just have to find the supporting cast for him.
Difficult, as you said, a number of new players. No Mario Hart. You also lost your, what's the right back?
Hakeem Brown.
Tito
Beckles, Ram Albino.
There's, Alvin Chapman. Alvin Chapman. Number of these.
Kerry Holder.
Well, as you put it that way.
It's an exodus.
Yeah, real,
basically a new team.
A real rebuild. Yes. I know you are keen on youth football, though. Must be a bit of a challenge, in particularly this season, when you have four teams going down.
Yeah, it is a challenge. Traditionally, we have been slow starters.
Yes, it's true.
However, there's no room for starting slow this season. So we need to get on it as soon as possible. For me, I've seen a lot of positives despite the results.
Yeah.
And as I said, we know what the problems are, and we need to fix them, whether it be a change of system or not really a change of personnel, because there's not much more personnel. We do have a lot of young players. Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of the guys being a little bit more disciplined. I think we're playing a little too open, and we're usually conceding on the counter.
Okay.
We throw so much forward that there's no stability when the other teams break. So we know where the problems are, and we're going to fix them.
Okay. Also on Sunday, Deacons took on Britain Sill. Deacons, another one of the promoted teams, came away with a 2-0 win. Goals from Shaquan Haynes and Keon Atkins. I'm liking the look of this Deacons team, Paul. Gritty, not the most flair, but when they show up, you need to beat them. They're not going to roll over. And Britain Hill also, who've been pretty staunch in defense, haven't scored a lot, but haven't conceded a lot so far this season, really had their hands full with Deacons. Deacons coming away with the critical 3 points for a promoted team. and 2 goals to the good.
Yeah, both teams, I think, Curtis, have been having pretty decent seasons. Britain Seal, we've seen some improvement from Britain Seal. They've been pretty good so far this season. And Deacon's one of the teams coming up, the champions coming out of the Division 1. Really, they want to make a mark on the Premiership. We were a little concerned when we missed them in the Capelli Cup.
Yeah.
But they have come. Should be really fresh coming into the league. And never know. They could very well be one of the teams staying up. And I keep saying that all the time because I'm liking how the season is going. The fact that you can see the teams are all have their eyes. And we heard Fabian mention it a short while ago. There's no room for any complacency this season. You have to be on your A game. I'm sure Deacons want to be among them.
Indeed. The feature game of the weekend, Empire versus Weymouth Wills, that kicked off last night at 8, ended 2-1 in favor of Weymouth Wills. An own goal got us underway. Empire contributed an own goal in the 5th minute. Luciano Signo, the Argentinian, equalized for Empire in the 38th. They headed to the halftime whistle at 1 goal apiece. And then Ray Snag, in the 70th minute, got the winner after an error from the Empire keeper, turned into a tapping, and Wales are still unbeaten in the league and have conceded just one goal thus far this season. And after a slowish start by their standards, once again at the top of the league and looking very, very good.
Yeah, sure, Coach P.B. Jokes is feeling pretty satisfied. He was looking a little concerned, we saw in the earlier games in the season, and they've been kind of level pegging over the last few games with Paradise. Now they have that 3-point lead at the top after Paradise slip up and never count out Wales, Curtis, the most consistent team over the past few years in the league along with the BDS Sports Program. And Wales, with the head inching above the others at this point in time, well, it's really catch up now for the other teams.
Let's go through the points table as we head towards 6:30 in Barbados in the Eastern Caribbean. Weymouth Wills lead the league, as we would have said, played 5 games, won 4, drawn 1. They have not been beaten, scored 9 goals, just 1 against. That was the goal last night, a goal difference of +8 and 13 points. They've drawn clear of Paradise, who have played 5, won 3, drawn 1 and lost 1. They have scored 11 goals but conceded 5, have a goal difference of +6 and they have 10 points. Notre Dame, the surprise package thus far, 5 games played, 3 wins, 1 draw, and 1 defeat. Scored 9 goals, but they have let in 9, so goal difference of just +1. They have 10 points, so Paradise and Notre Dame separated just by goal difference. Dropping down to 4th position are the defending champions, BDF Sports Program. Having played 5 games, they've won just 2, have 3 draws, but they are unbeaten. Have scored a tournament-leading 12 goals while conceding 6, and have 9 points. Promoted Deacons had the best of the rest. They are in 5th position. After 5 games, they have won two, have no draws and 3 losses. They have 6 points. Britain Seal dropped down to 7th position, but they have played just 4 games. 1 win, 2 draws, 1 defeat, 5 points. Empire, who were one of the high flyers last season, are in 8th position as it stands. After 5 games, they have just 1 win, 1 draw and 3 defeats on 4 points. We also have Ellerton on 4 points and Lions in 10th position on 4 points. So 8th to 10th, separated by goal difference, with Empire having a goal difference of 0, Ellerton -2, and St. Andrew Lions -3. So it's very close in positions 8 to 10. In 11th position, newly promoted Silver Sands, they're struggling a bit. 5 games played, they've won just once, no draws and 4 defeats. They have scored 6, but have conceded the most goals in the competition so far, 14 goals against. They have 3 points, and the Blackbirds, who we discussed moments ago, have played just 4 games, so they have a game in hand on most of the other teams. No wins, 2 draws, and 2 defeats. They have scored 5 goals while conceding 10, and have 2 points. When we come back, we speak about youth football. There's lots of stuff coming up in Barbados over the next few weeks as we continue the penalty spot in association with Coca-Cola and the Barbados Football Association.
Sports have evolved. Equipment has evolved. Training has evolved. Even hydration has evolved. Because athletes have evolved too. Powerade is designed to be in balance with your body's fluids to give you fast hydration and energy when you need it most. Always forward, Powerade.
And of course, this is the penalty spot in association with Coca-Cola and the Barbados Football Association. Of course, we have lots of games in the Premier League coming up this week. Games kick off tomorrow. Well, just one game tomorrow at the Turf at 7. It's UWI Blackbirds versus Britain Sale on a Saturday at 5. Deacons versus BDF Sports Program at 7. Notre Dame versus Ellerton. That's our feature game on Saturday. Live coverage on Hot FM at 9. Wales back in action against Silver Sands. And Sunday, defending champions, well, not on Sunday, actually, Britain Sale will oppose Empire at 4. On Sunday at 6, it's Watton versus St. Andrew Lens. That's going to be a pretty good game. That's live on Hot FM. And on Sunday, also live on Hot at 8, Paradise versus UWI Blackbird. So lots of teams in action this coming Sunday, this coming Saturday. And we have one game on the turf tomorrow night as the BFA's Coca-Cola Premier League continues. And of course, Coca-Cola and the BFA teaming up for all the live coverage on Hot FM and the Penalty Spot program.
Yeah, we have lots of youth football on the show this evening, and that's a good thing. We seem to be in the midst of a lot of youth football being played. Of course, we're going to get some updates later on the schools league. I'm seeing some results coming through earlier, Curtis, with that game between, I think it was Parkinson and of course, Parry.
Yes.
Went to penalties. I think Parkinson may have edged them in that one. But in the studio, we have Dale Ford with us, and of course you would have heard from Fabian Masai a little earlier, and something big coming up later this month. It's College Showcase Youth Combined, hosted by the St. Leonard's Boys Football Team and Reed Sports Stores out of Washington, D.C., and it is scheduled to begin to be held here in Barbados from March the 31st to April 2nd at the Usain Bolt Sports Complex. It runs from 9 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. And before I go any further, let me bring in Dale and Fabian to bring us up to date on, give us some more details on, you know, who is it catering for and a little background to it.
Hey, good afternoon, Curtis and Paul. Good afternoon to everybody. Yes, the St. Leonard's Boys traveled to Washington, D.C. last year on the invitation of Reed Sports Stores, Justin Reed from Reed Sports Stores, and they had a very successful tournament. They won all three of their matches, 4-2, 7-1, and 4-2, against teams of an equivalent age. And we felt it was important to bring, because of the interest generated, coaches from overseas wanted to meet some more Barbadian players.
Okay.
And in collaboration with Reed Sports Stores, Justin was able to get 5 coaches from 5 universities from across the U.S. We have Bonaventure University in New York, and they're Division I in the National Collegiate Athletic Association. That's the NCAA. Thomas Jefferson University out of Philadelphia, they're Division II. University of Southern California, they're Division II as well. Washington Adventist University, they are in D.C., and they are in the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics. That's the NAIA, and they're Division II. And, of course, Broward College out of Miami. So these 5 coaches will be coming into Barbados on March 30th. They'll be leaving on April 3rd. But on March 31st and April 2nd, they will be conducting drills. They will be meeting one-on-one on players. And they will also be presenting on their individual universities and colleges. Broward is a junior college. And this will be happening, as you said, at the Usain Bolt Sports Complex. 3 days, 9 to 2 each day. Registration is $200 per player, and that gives you access to 5 coaches from 5 universities who will be having, they're hoping to have small enough groups that they can give them one-on-one attention. Mm-hmm. And I've been getting a lot of calls. People have been calling because we have our poster out, and we've actually contacted nearly every school in Barbados, mm-hmm. asking them if they have a player or players that they would like to send. We've also sent out the information to at the club level as well. And we've had a lot of calls. If your child has not yet done the SAT, do not let that stop you. Mm-hmm. This is an opportunity for you to find out what the eligibility is for the universities, what it is that your child may need to be able to do. As well. So Fabian is more responsible for the technical side. We've had a lot of support so far, and I don't want to leave until I say thanks to those organizations who help us. First, we have to say, of course, thanks to Ambassador Noel Lynch. From since last year when the boys went down, they had lunch with him at the Barbados Embassy in D.C., and he committed there and then that he will help the team as much as he can, and he has come through for the team. He's working with us very closely, he and his team from the embassy. The Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc., they're helping as well. We've had support from Savannah Beach Hotel, Courtyard by Marriott, Cream Resort, Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC, Superlink Studio. And the Salinas Boys team will no longer be sponsored by Pine Hill Dairy. They will now become the Plus Salinas Boys. So we want to say thanks to the team from Plus, Charles Walcott and Leanne Hall, who will be sponsoring Salinas from here on in. So we're no longer Pine Hill Dairy Salinas as we have been for years. We're now the Plus Salinas Boys. So Fabian can give you a little bit more details how we're preparing for the boys.
Before Fabian comes, I'm going to let Fabian come in shortly. We have Justin on the line. Don't want to keep him waiting too long. And say good evening to Justin Reed.
Yes, good evening, everybody. How
good
are
evening.
You?
We're great. Welcome to Penalty Spot. We would have spoken to you last year when the team was heading up there. Now you all are coming in the other opposite direction. Talk to us about the arrangements and how it all came together from your end.
Well, that's the way it's supposed to work. It's reciprocation. You know, I know Dale and Fabian worked extremely hard, and all the sponsors and the parents, to get the players up here this past summer, and it's our duty to do it in reverse now. So this time we're coming with five college coaches, as Dale mentioned. She mentioned all the schools already. These are all head coaches or assistant coaches, and it ranges from Division One, which is St. Bonaventure University. Kwame Aduro, he's the head coach there, and that's a Division One school, all the way down to junior college at Broward College, which is in Miami. Munga Etekibi, he is the head coach there. So we got a nice range of five coaches who are coming down to take a look at these players, and there should be 100, 200 kids at this camp. You know, because this is an extremely once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, you know, for these guys to get noticed by coaches who are Caribbean-friendly coaches. And when I say Caribbean-friendly, I mean if you look at their roster, they have Caribbean players, whether they're from Trinidad or Jamaica or whichever Caribbean island. So we want now to give an opportunity for Barbados players to get their opportunity to get onto these rosters.
What will these coaches be looking for in these players?
So when the coaches come, they're going to be looking to fill the void of their team. So each coach has their different needs. For example, Washington and Bennett, when Andrew Bonata comes down, he's the assistant head coach there. He is going to be looking for a forward, a striker. He's going to be looking for a goalkeeper, and he's going to be looking for a holding midfielder. All right? That's Andrew. In terms of what the other coaches are looking for, like I said, it all varies. Some are going to be looking for outside wing back. You know, some are going to be looking for defenders who can, you know, plug up the middle. So it's all about the players showcasing their talent. And if you're good enough, these coaches will offer you an opportunity. And that opportunity will come in the form of a scholarship.
Is it a first for your group into the region?
I would say yes. Yes, this is our first formal time come into Barbados to help, you know, co-host this event with the St. Leonard's Boys School. So this is our first time in it, but we have done so many things in the past in terms of tours and having teams from Trinidad and Jamaica and host them here in the U.S. And then we've also done stuff like soccer tournaments over the years, international tournaments. And then we also partner with tournaments all throughout the U.S. in addition to providing tours to go down to Barbados or Trinidad in the future. So it's very important for us to give as much as we can to the Caribbean region, because it's an important market for us. And we definitely want to help these players get an opportunity to come to the U.S. and showcase their talent.
Well, Justin, sounds like a great opportunity for the young footballers in Barbados. And we look forward, of course, to when the team comes down in the latter part of this month. We want to thank you for joining us on Penalty Spot, and I look forward, as I said, to seeing you down here at the end of the month.
All right. Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to being in Barbados. Like I said, that camp should be packed. We should have 100, 150 players out there. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and I hope that the players take full advantage of it, because we need to get more Barbadian kids here playing in the U.S. in college soccer. I'll leave you with one more thing. In terms of the Caribbean, there are about 105 Jamaican players who are in NCAA or NAIA colleges right now.
Wow.
Trinidadian, you're looking at about 60. Haitian, you're looking at about 45. you know, to about 50. When it comes to Barbados, we're only looking at about 13 players. And the talent on the island is there. We've got to get the players here to the U.S., and this is going to be a great opportunity for them to showcase what they can do.
Okay, thanks again, Justin Reed of Reed Sports Stores, live with us out of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, sounds like a really, really good program, Paul, and I endorse the idea of getting the young players out early, because I think what has happened traditionally is our players have gotten into the system too late. And by then, you know, the age out of college, they not uncoachable, but they've picked up habits, and I'm sure you can expound on that, Fabian, that are not necessarily conducive to developing a young footballer. So the earlier we get them exposed, the better.
It's true. As Justin would have said, the talent is here. That my focus from here on, and I would have said it last year, I'm trying to get Barbadian players out.
Okay.
I've won enough titles. My challenge is now men's football, but in terms of players that between the ages of 14 to, let's say, 19, too many players, the talent dies here. Some of them will get an opportunity to go off on a pro or semi-pro contract, but as you said, sometimes it's too late. Because when we look at international players, we are competing against the rest of the world.
Yeah.
And unless we get recognized early, like how Thierry would have been identified at 14 years old, 15. He's now in a professional setup. And it shows. It shows. He would have just excelled at the under-20 championships, and he's still only 18 years old.
Yeah.
So unless we get out these kids early, and I mean, college is, that's the school professional. That's being a professional at school level. But from there, you can then branch off, because once you get into the system, from there you can go into the major league draft of college. Or you can become going to the PDFL. So there are so many different avenues once you get your foot inside of the door. And that is my focus as a coach right now.
And we've seen the development of, as you said, Gail, Niall Reid-Stephen, perhaps the two most outstanding schoolboy footballers over the past few years. But particularly at St. Leonard's, I'm sure you would have known, you have seen so much schoolboy talent that would have passed through the system. And some came into the Premier League, some did not. And I share your frustration where it just disappears.
Well, it's
true. We have guys scoring hat tricks in the schools league for fun.
It's true.
They go to the Premier League and then it disappears in 2 years.
Even when we look at, and he has sort of been forgotten at the moment, but still have an interest in Deshaun Howell.
Yeah.
And remember, he would have been scouted by Man City.
Yeah.
And since then, nothing else has come out of it. So
I haven't seen him for the season, actually.
He's playing for BSA, for first division.
Okay.
Right. So, I mean, the talent is there, and it's just a matter of finding a way to get the players out.
Okay, as we continue with the penalty spot, let's take another commercial break. We'll be back to continue our look at youth football. Of course, Paul, we have a big game coming up on March 26th. Had some interest about that game as I left the studio moments ago. Of course, this is the penalty spot in association with BFA and Coca-Cola.
Sports have evolved. Equipment has evolved. Training has evolved. Even hydration has evolved. Because athletes have evolved too. Powerade is designed to be in balance with your body's fluids to give you fast hydration and energy when you need it most. Always forward, Powerade.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the program. Of course, the Coca-Cola Premier League continues tomorrow. That's Tuesday, March 3rd at the Wilde Turf UWI Blackbirds up against Britain's Hill. We also have a triple header on Saturday. Deacons versus BDF Notre Dame up against Ellerton and Wales against Silver Sands. And on Sunday, another triple header of football. Britain's Hill will oppose Empire Wotton versus St Andrew Lions. And Paradise will tackle UWI Blackbirds. Had a call, Paul, moments ago asking about the Barbados-Guyana. That's a Gold Cup playoff.
March 26th
here
in Barbados.
Someone was inquiring if tickets are available as yet. BFA help me out. I don't think so. I haven't seen anything to indicate that tickets are available as yet, but that's a good sign if Bajans are interested. Mm-hmm. And we really want this to be a home game. You know what happens when Barbados plays
well, Guyana? We have to ask if the Guyanese will be interested. They will be there in their numbers. So, you know, you have to appeal to the Bajans early to get out there, get your tickets early when the BFA gives us the signal.
And you know what happens when Barbados plays Guyana in Barbados? It becomes Georgetown all over again. Bajan fans, come out. We really need to support the national team. They've been doing very well. Of course, the under 20 team as well into the last 16 of the World Cup qualifying campaign after playing unbeaten in Group D, I believe it was, in Puerto Rico last weekend. And they did very, very well. Of course, the girls under 20 team got into the last 16. They played their game against Haiti yesterday. And it was a real baptism for the local girls. 12-0, but that team contained a number of players. I believe it was about five players under the age of 16.
Yeah, very young.
So it was basically, literally, women against girls. But good signs for Barbados moving forward. Because if you have under-15s in your under-20 setup already, they're good. They're only going to get that
first,
much better.
First time we had representation from a ladies team at that level. This is the first time. So the ladies football will take some time to get there. But the... they're on the right way. We can also mention, Curtis, but talking about that game before we go off that game on the 26th between Barbados and Guyana here, it's be a home game and then an away game. I've been following some of the build-up in the Guyana papers in relation to the game, and the Guyana coach, he was quoted as saying that he is drafting some of the key players from his CONCACAF under 20 team that would have just played in the same tournament in another zone, as Barbados did, and he's drafting some of the players from that into that Guyana senior squad and trying to get a good mix from the two. So it'll be interesting to see what that final team coming from Guyana will be.
And as you know, when we play Guyana tend to bring in as many of their overseas-based players as they can find.
And it's a window at that point in time, I believe, also for the international.
There's an international window, so lots of players will be free. So hopefully Barbados will be able to do the same and draw upon the services of our internationals, both our senior internationals, and I'm sure, well, hopefully, young Thierry Gill will be available. He's already had his senior team debut as well, and he's become a really good dead ball technician. He scored a number of magnificent free kicks, and I'm sure we would love to have him, if possible. Once again, I don't think the tickets are available as yet, but they should be very, very soon, Barbados versus Guyana, at the Wilde Turf this March 26th. It's the first of two legs. And ideally, Paul, you want to go to Guyana with some goals in the bag.
You don't really want to go to Guyana and face a 20,000 strong crowd. Being a goal or two down. So this is a very important game for the Barbados team. And I'm sure that they'll be up to the task. I just wanted to mention, Curtis, we've been talking youth football. And of course, the BFA's Youth Cup.
Kicked off on Saturday.
Kicked off. You had any games?
Yeah, I was there. My game was at the Kickstart playing field. The under-11s were based there. Lots of good games.
This is Mavericks.
Yeah, Mavericks won 4-2 against Paradise. It was a really good game. And kudos to all the youth coaches who came out, all of the youth players. I saw a number of Premier League players there as well, lending their support to the youth team setups. So congrats to all the guys. And I'd love to see the Premier League guys mixing with the young players.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Sharing some thoughts, some pointers, and junior football. Fabian would attest to this, is extremely competitive.
It is.
It is technical that you would not believe. A few years ago, it was ball running. We know this.
It's like a youth World Cup.
Yes, it is serious business right down to the Baico level. It is serious, serious football. And these guys take nothing for granted and pull no punches.
It's true.
It's really, really good football. So the BFA's youth competition underway. I believe games being played at the Wilde Turf, Kickstart,
on the nines, BET. BET, American University. You could mention a couple of the games coming up this weekend. Ellerton and West Coast.
Which level?
This is the on the nines.
Okay.
That's at 9 o'clock, 9:15. Pro Shutters and Kickstart will be at 10. And then we have Eden Stars and Mavericks, Curtis. That's your team there?
Yeah.
Mavericks, that game will be played at 10:45. So you need to get up early and get the youngster there.
He's playing under 11, so no.
Under 11 already?
Yeah, I think I'm up earlier than 10:45.
There'll be a couple other under 9 games. We have Kickstarts. Well, we have those games already. Let's go to the, let's see if we can pull up some of the others. Still with the under 9. I'm trying to find it. Yes, I have the under 11s here. on Saturday. Kickstart Shooters and Pinons at 8:30. These games at Barclays, of course. Britain Steel and Pro Shotters Spurs at 9:30. Youth Milan and Paradise. West Coast and the BSA Warriors. So those are some of the under 11 games. And mentioned a few under 13 games on Saturday. We have Pinelands and Kickstart Hammers, Alpha Soccer Academy. Lots of academies now springing up across the island against Empire. Weymouth Wales and St. Andrew Lions. And Technique will pair Mavericks. That's under 13s at Blenheim. So lots of youth football will be played over the next few weeks. It kicked off over the last weekend. Hopefully hear from PB Jilts, who can bring us up to date on some of the big scores coming out of the first round of matches.
And we had a query about the Premier League games. Yes, it did say Tuesday. There's a game tomorrow. UWI Blackbirds versus Britain Steel. Two questions for you, Fabian. We got some questions via WhatsApp. Number one, one Premier League, one related to the showcase. I guess someone wanted to know the contact information. Repeat it. How would you get involved in the competition?
The registration is at the St. Leonard's Boys School, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. To 2 p.m. And you can contact me, 824-1529, 824-1529, if you want to get any additional information. But you can register. The forms are at the school, and you can pay the registration fee of $200 at the school. It's upstairs in the Board of Management office. And you can fill out the form, as I said, and you can go Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay, Fabian, another question popping up for you. One football, one not football related. The first one, how would you rate the standard of play in the Premiership so far this season?
To be honest, it has been...
I guess this is from a fan, I guess.
It has been competitive. Mm-hmm. The transfer window did a lot for some of the clubs that would have been on the borderline. Football, it looks a lot more competitive, is a lot more even. On any given night,
anyone can
once
play.
Teams play to their ability,
and we saw that over the weekend,
they can win.
Yeah.
So, and you know, it's a long season. It's 22 games. Yeah. So sometimes teams would start fast, and then probably injuries or something along the way could break up teams. So it's a long season. I would say that it will go down to the wire. There's no clear winner this time around.
Okay, the second message I find quite hilarious. Please explain the dominance of Adam's House. at St. Leonard's Sports. For those of you who've not been following, Adam's House have won the St. Leonard's Sports now for 41 years. Me. That's longer than I've been alive.
I mean, that I can't explain. That was happening before my time.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. I don't think anybody can explain that.
Yeah, that. Caller, I don't know. Person who sent the message.
Put that into the Guinness Book of Records.
I can't explain. If Fabian is there, he can't explain either. I don't know. Adam Souls. Congratulations to Adam Souls, who won the title once again last week.
My word. Surprise, surprise.
But they've done extremely well. And I hope that will continue to transfer throughout the school. And I hope one of these days that record comes to a close, because it must be frustrating for the other houses.
And these years are consecutive, right?
Yeah. Consecutive.
My
yes,
word.
41 yes. Consecutive.
That's essentially two generations.
Amazing.
That's three.
Yeah, pretty much three. Yeah. Well, so congrats once again to Adam Sosa. As we take a look at the local, regional, and international stuff, of course, we mentioned the Barbados Guyana playoff come March 26th. The first leg in Barbados, tickets should be available pretty soon at the BFA. We expect everyone to come out and take in that game. All of you football fans who've been following the Premier League games thus far. And we expect lots of support for the various fans. Just to take a look once again for the final time at the Premier League table, Weymouth Wales lead, Paradise second, Notre Dame third, BDS Sports Programme fourth. We have Deacons in fifth, Watton sixth, Britain Steel in seventh position, Empire eighth, Everton in ninth, St. Andrew Lions 10th, Silver Sands 11th, and UWI Blackbirds in 12th position. Games this week on Tuesday, Saturday, and Sunday in the BFA's Coca-Cola Premier League, and I believe we can go into the Coca-Cola now junior program feature.
Yeah, for sure. We have Roderick Giddens on the line, and I think we had a postponement of one of those finals, but we had some games on today. The Coca-Cola Secondary Schools Football League and knockout, really at an interesting stage. Lots of interest in it. Good evening again, Roderick.
Hi, good evening. Welcome.
And yes, bring us up to date. What's been happening with the latest round of matches?
Yes, well, latest round is, yeah, as you mentioned before, we did have a postponement, a mouth-watering fixture between Queen's College and St. Leonard's Boys in the Under-16. That title-deciding game was unfortunately postponed. We'll get back to you with the current dates on that. But we did have some action in Under-19 with the quarterfinals. Interestingly enough, Coalition Parry took on Parkinson today. That was a very interesting tie during the league. They actually drew 3-3 in the league play. And again, they were joint at the end of regulation, 2-2 being the score. Whoa. And unfortunately for the North boys, Parkinson emerged victorious with 3-2.
Yeah, Mike must be celebrating.
Of course, Mike has one very, very curious eye on another title this season.
Mm-hmm.
But he will have much to do because he will face, he has one foot in the, he's in the semifinals now. He will face the winner of Christchurch Foundation versus St. Leonard's Boys. That game will be likely either Friday or Monday. We'll get back to you with the current
That's a tough call there, Roderick.
That's going to be a tough one.
Whoever wins, he has a tough one. Is that?
That's a tough one. But there are lots of tough fixtures coming up. CP went down today. It was much more straightforward in the other quarterfinal. Lodge defeating Ellerslie 2-0. So they also book a spot in the semifinals. Two games yet to be played, of course. Christchurch Foundation taking on St. Leonard's Boys. And we also have Queen's College will be taking on the Barbados Vocational Training Board. Training Board being a very, very tough side to beat. So lots of mouth-watering action set for the Under-19s. And as well, we will have a very, very exciting league finish because Combermere absolutely thrashed Leicester Vaughan today, 10-0.
Repeat that again.
They have now 10-0, Combermere.
Wow.
They demolished Leicester Vaughan. Of course, six of their national players would have been returning to that squad, so they are now very, very complete. But that win today means that they actually go past St. Leonard's Boys on goal difference alone. So they are our top of the league, 22 points, having played 8 games. They now have one more game to play, and that's versus Lodge School. What makes it particularly interesting is that Lodge School, if they are able to go past Frederick Smith on Wednesday, they will move to 20 points, and a game versus Combermere will mean that Lodge could actually tip the title with 23 points at the end of their two games. So there is everything to play for in the league and the quarterfinals of the Under-19 knockout. And finally, the Under-16 knockout finals is set for Wednesday at the Usain Bolt Sports Complex. Queen's College will take on Foundation School at 3:30. And we will have the third place game playing first, which is St. Francis, the newcomers. They go up against third place for St. Leonard's Boys. So lots of action coming up this week in Schools League football.
Wow. From what I'm hearing there, right across the zones in the league and knockout, it is so close. It tells me one thing, that the standard obviously is a lot closer among the various teams.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these teams are very, very familiar. A lot of very familiar faces. The Under-14 titles last season was contested between Queen's College and Foundation. Lodge is also very, very competitive. St. Leonard's Boys, as you know, has been a powerhouse for many, many years. So it's very, very good to see that the standard of the youth football has always been consistent, and it continues to be so. It augurs well, of course, for our national setup moving forward.
Okay, well, Roderick, thanks very much for coming through once again and bringing us up to date on the very latest in the Coca-Cola Secondary Schools League and the knockout action. We look forward to the upcoming games. I'm sure you'll keep us up to date on when that final has been rescheduled. And it's really, really interesting in the schools league. Thanks again.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot.
And this is the Penalty Spot in association with Coca-Cola and the BFA.
Sports have evolved. Equipment has evolved. Training has evolved. Even hydration has evolved. Because athletes have evolved too. Powerade is designed to be in balance with your body's fluids to give you fast hydration and energy when you need it most. always forward, Powerade.
As we welcome you back to the program, Penalty Spot in association with Coca-Cola and the BFA, reminding you, of course, Premier League action resumes tomorrow at the Turf, UWI Blackbirds versus Britain's Hill at 7. We also have a triple header on Saturday from 5 and another triple header on a Sunday from 4. Live coverage from 7 on Hot 95.3 FM in association with the BFA and Coca-Cola. And on Sunday from 6, once again, in association with the BFA and Coca-Cola. In terms of what would have happened in football today, Arsenal beat Portsmouth on the international scene 2-0 to reach the FA Cup quarterfinals. Daniel Sturridge has been banned for 4 months, essentially for the rest of the 2020 season, for sports-involved betting. He's been a bad boy, Paul, and he's gotten himself banned. Carlo Ancelotti, the Everton coach, has been charged with misconduct by the FA following his rant at the end of their game versus Man United, following the usual, it's become usual now, VAR controversy. I think VAR is nonsense. My personal view on it, absolute nonsense. It's being used badly, and I'm not sure where we're going to go with that in the 2021 season. In terms of what is going on tomorrow internationally, we have Chelsea versus Liverpool. That's a big game. In the FA Cup fifth round, Reading versus Sheffield United, and West Brom versus Newcastle on Wednesday. Leicester versus Birmingham City, Sheffield versus Manchester City, and Spurs up against Norwich. Of course, Spurs will be looking to bounce back after their defeat in the English Premiership recently. I can give you the very latest in terms of the leagues across Europe.
El Clasico, Curtis.
Yeah, El Clasico. Well, again, there, of course, Real Madrid upsetting Barcelona 2-0, and they now lead the league. In terms of what is going on in the English Premiership, the top five, Liverpool on 79 points, despite the defeat to Watford, a 3-0 defeat, which means that unbeaten run, Paul, finally over. At some point, it had to go, but no one thought Watford would be the team.
That was for Ronnie.
Liverpool lead on 79 points. Champions in waiting at this stage. Manchester City second on 57. Leicester third on 50. Chelsea fourth still on 45 despite a draw. Man United fifth on 42 points. And I believe it is Spurs sixth position in either 40 or 41. In terms of what is going on in the rest of Europe, let's take a quick look in the Scottish Premiership. Celtic lead on 76. Rangers are second on 64 in La Liga. As we mentioned, Real Madrid now have 56 points. Barcelona are second on 55. And Sevilla third on 46. In Serie A, it's led by Lazio on 62 points. Juventus are second on 60. Inter Milan third on 54. In the French League One, PSG, no surprise, they're leading on 68. Marseille are second on 55. Rennes third on 47. Fans of Dutch football, Ajax lead on 53 points. They lead on goal difference, however, because Alkmaar have 53 as well, and Feyenoord 47. And in the German Bundesliga, Bayern Munich have 52 points. RB Leipzig are second on 49, and Dortmund third on 48. So that's the current point standings all across Europe. It's pretty close in the Dutch league. It's very close in La Liga. 2 points separate the top two in Italy. In the Scottish League, that's basically Celtic running away with it. So really, only in terms of Scotland and Paul, and in the English Premiership, the title pretty much decided already. Everyone else still all to play for. Of course, still to come this summer, Euro 2020. So a number of these players will be in action throughout the next few months.
When it comes to what's upcoming in the next few months, Curtis, I'm watching it with very closely, because we know what's been happening to most of the international tournaments, World Cup qualifiers all across Asia being cancelled because of the coronavirus.
Formula One races being postponed.
Olympics could be in trouble.
Have vacation planned at the end of the year, fingers crossed. I need my vacation, please. Go away. But of course, the big news in terms of youth football, the showcase coming up this coming month end in Barbados.
Yeah, I'm sure, Dale and Fabian, that those listeners will want to hear again how they can get those young ones from the clubs, from the schools involved in this. Before we get there, Fabian, you were mentioning to me a bit earlier in relation to the CONCACAF
B license,
right? That's, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, restarts. Final phase. There were two phases before, so the final phase is on Wednesday through to Sunday. And I just want to shout out my fellow coaches on that. I think that this is one course that has brought us a little closer together. Okay. We've been meeting up outside of the course dates, because it's a developmental period. Mm-hmm. And We have started to share information, and wonderful, that is good for the development of football in Barbados.
Yeah.
So great. I just want to say good evening to my fellow course participants.
It's wonderful. It's good to see all these courses coming to Barbados and the coaches getting the opportunity to be part of it. So yes, we're getting close to the end of the program. Let's go back as we started once again with the Soccer Showcase upcoming in Barbados. Starts March 31st.
Starts March 31st till April 2nd. It's 3 days. Registration fee is $200. And you can register at the St. Leonard's Boys School in the Office of Board Management. That's upstairs. Monday to Friday between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. The deadline for registration is March 23rd. Or you can call me at 824-1529. And I can give you any other information that you need. It's five coaches from five universities out of the U.S. for Division One and Division Two schools. And one junior college out of Miami.
Yes, Fabian, your final words to the coaches, to the schools and so on. I'm sure you want to see lots of young footballers come out and be part of it.
Well, yes, it is a good initiative, and it is not only for the St. Andrews Boys School. We want, as I said, we extended it to the entire Barbados community, whoever is interested in going to school in the U.S. because not every person that plays football wants to study overseas. But if you're interested, you might not have done the SATs as yet, or you might be interested in knowing what is the procedure to go to college, because I think that the information the coaches are going to share is just as important as the drills that they're going to do. In speaking to them when we went down, I would have been given a lot of information that I did not know before. So it is not as straightforward as just a scholarship and you go to college. There's a procedure, and the coaches will be sharing that information with the players and the parents so that they would know what it is going forward to gain the scholarship.
Remind us of the age bracket as well.
15 to 18. As Justin said, these coaches are really looking for Caribbean players. Only 13 Caribbean players playing at colleges across the U.S., mostly from Jamaica and Trinidad, but these coaches are looking for Caribbean players.
So essentially that's fourth formers. And
yeah, you can probably from third form too. I mean, once you have an interest, because it's a track that you can go on.
Okay.
So if you are younger than that and you want to play, you can still come, mm-hmm. you can meet the coaches, and you can find out what the steps and procedure
for
is,
you.
And then you will get on that track to get a scholarship for overseas.
Okay, so there you have it. Lots of information for you in the upcoming Showcase Ball. Prediction time, 5 minutes left in the program. We have six games this week in the Coca-Cola Premier League starting tomorrow at 7. No hedging allowed. You need to make a decision. Now, UWA Blackbirds versus Britain Till. Both teams coming off of defeats. Britain Till lost 2-0. Blackbirds were beaten 5-1 by the BDS Sports Program. Both teams will be looking to get some valuable points. How do you call this one?
Yeah, well, from can only judge that from what we've seen so far this season. Probably Britain Till start as the favorites in that one.
Let's go to Deacons versus BDS Sports Program. You notice I'm asking the questions and not contradicting this at all.
As usual.
Deacons versus BDS Sports Program. I'll help you. On paper, BDS Sports Program. Yeah, Deacons look pretty useful, but BDF seem to
have their hands full with BDF for sure.
Notre Dame versus Ellerton. That's a big one. Notre Dame will lose three big players. Shane Motley, Zico Edme, and Carol Joseph, all suspended. Versus Ellerton, who've had a number of draws this season, but are packed with attacking talent.
Yeah, losing those players is hard. It's hard to rebound, but they have some momentum.
Yes, they do. They're third.
Yeah, they have some momentum. And I'll call that one a one-all draw, Curtis.
A one-all draw. Then on Saturday at 4, Britain Still back in action, this time against Empire. Empire, by their standards of the past two seasons, struggling. Britain Still have been hard to break down, but got their first defeat of the season, as we mentioned, on over the weekend.
Yeah, in Perth area for 1-0.
And possibly depending on what happens tomorrow night as well?
That's right.
Okay. Watton versus St. Andrew Lions. Now, that is a good game at 6.
Watton and St. Andrew Lions. St. Andrew Lions have not really showed up so far this season.
But they have lots of talent. They have acquired well. I'm going with a draw for that one.
Draw. I'm going to give Watton the edge there.
And the final one, Paradise versus UWA Blackbirds. UWA have a lot of fixtures over the next few days. Paradise got their first defeat of the season last Sunday. UWA would have been, this is would be their third game in 7 days, Fabian. Lots of football, young squad, so fatigue shouldn't be an issue. Injuries might be at that stage, and on paper, you would have to think Paradise would be likely to be the team to move forward here.
Yeah, they'll definitely start that game as favorites. They're just the one defeat of the season. They've been one of the better teams we've seen so far this year.
And they I think they have the best bench in terms of all the teams we've seen this far. They've acquired very, very well.
Yeah.
So that's just about it in terms of what is coming up this week in the Barbados Football Association's Coca-Cola Premier League. Of course, Division 1 action continues from Wednesday at grounds across the island.
You've got.
You can go out and support the teams on the Saturday mornings at the American University.
Weymouth. Blenheim.
Kickstart, Blenheim, and I believe the BFA Turf as well. It's the BFA's youth competition. And of course, as you would have heard, coming up this month and the football showcase. This has been the Penalty Spot in association with the BFA and Coca-Cola. You can join us next week, same time, same station, as we take a look at the world of local, regional, and international football. On behalf of the entire team, it's good evening.